Sports Beat Extra with Odrin Johnson on Beat.
John Daly, your debut season out at Waterford fastly approaching. How are you looking forward to it?
No, I'm really looking forward to it. It's an exciting time. Plenty of new players, new faces in the building, so looking forward to the season officially starting next week.
Obviously, you mentioned those new faces, like you've been very busy during this transfer window. Like, how have they been all gelling in?
Yeah, I think we've had to be. I think when we looked at it over the whole, I think 15 players left the club, so we've brought 11 in at the moment, so there's still kind of scope to bring one or two more in, hopefully, but it's obviously very difficult when you bring in that many players to get them to gel, but they've been training well, they've been working hard, so I can't really have any complaints at the moment.
Obviously, you'll be looking to avoid what happened last season, getting to a playoff relegation final. You know, how do you go about, I suppose, making sure that you get started on the right foot?
Yeah, I think we've identified defensively the club need to be better, and I think the team needs to be better, should I say. So if we can be a bit tighter at the back, we certainly have enough firepower up front and in the attacking areas that we feel we can score goals against most teams.
Defensively, the likes of John Mahon adds so much depth to that squad, doesn't it?
Yeah, great experience as well. He's played at a good level, knows the league inside out, so he's looked good in pre-season. I've obviously had to try and manage. We came in a bit later than some of the other guys, so he adds real experience and leadership to the back line for us, and you know, he's obviously been captain of Sligo as well, which, you know, he brings in types of character that he is as well, so looking forward to seeing him playing an official game for Waterford in the next couple of weeks.
Was it vital for you, I suppose, to fill that gap left by Andy Boyle at the end of last season?
Yeah, I think a lot of defenders left the club, and it's something that we've had to rectify and bring in. So bringing in John Hayden Khan, we've obviously got young Ronan Mansfield, who's looked a really good prospect as well. So probably need to try and get one more within the next week or so if we can before the window shuts. But I think what we have there at the moment, we're relatively pleased with.
How much experimentation have you gotten to sort of play around with during the preseason? I know you had a 1-0 win against Wexford there recently in a preseason game, but have you had a chance to kind of rotate the squad quite a bit to see what fits you best?
Yeah, I think that's, I'm sure most managers will probably tell you the same, that it's about, you know, pre-season is about fitness, about getting the fitness levels up and making sure that everybody's on a kind of level playing field. We've played about with different kind of partnerships and different trying to get different chemistries going with different players. So I think that's what pre-season's for. But ultimately now it's getting to the business end of pre-season. That the season starts in a week's time or so. So it's making sure that we play bows on Friday, and then we go into the season starting next week. So trying to make sure we're ready to go come next Friday.
No easy start as well. Shelburne, first game of the season.
Yeah, fantastic side, and they've had a couple of really good seasons, and they backed up obviously winning the league previous season with a really positive season last year. I think Joey's done really well, he's signed well, they've got a really good squad there, and they've just built on what they've had, and they've brought in a couple of players to add to that, and that's kind of, you know, from a manager's point of view, that's probably the dream scenario, is that you have a squad together, you have a team together, and you're just adding, you know, little sprinkles of quality to that, and I think they've done that really well, and it's a difficult start, we're obviously aware of that, and we'll obviously go into the game fully prepared and, you know, stone left unturned to make sure we're ready for that game.
John Daly, thank you so much, and best of luck with the season ahead.
Thank you.